Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Worker in hospital after cherry picker topples in the flour mill. One person is in critical condition following a workplace incident at the site of the historic flour mill silos on Notre Dame Avenue this morning. A cherry picker was seen toppled over this morning, while a few people in work gear milled around behind a police barrier and police directed traffic around the easternmost lane. Greater Sudbury Police Service report receiving a call regarding a serious industrial incident in the area at 9:50 a.m. Aside from clarifying that one person has been transported to the hospital in critical condition, police noted that no further information would be released regarding the individual as they were uncertain as to whether their family had been informed. A City of Greater Sudbury spokesperson later confirmed that the incident involved a contractor for the city. Officers and detectives remained on the scene and were working in collaboration with the Ministry of Labor and the City of Greater Sudbury. The silos were being worked on in preparation for a 111th anniversary celebration planned for later this year, in which a lights display is expected to be projected onto the silos. Crews were on site to clean it up in preparation for the display. Read the full story here. Impaired driving jumps to a shocking 34 cases in May after recording 34 cases of impaired driving in Greater Sudbury last month. City police are calling on the public to remain vigilant. The 34 really jumped out at us, Sergeant Blair Ramsey told Sudbury.com. May was shocking because the impaired drivers arrested were not as a result of any initiatives but from calls for service to GSPS. The 34 cases were a jump from the 23 incidents recorded in April. There were 38 incidents in March, but that month also included a policing initiative to crack down on impaired drivers. With May reaching this level without a concerted effort, Ramsey said there appears to be an uptick in cases warranting public caution. Of last month's impaired drivers, 17 people were impaired by drugs, 12 were impaired by alcohol, and 5 people refused to provide a breath sample. Read the full story here. Police save senior from $10,000. Grandparent scam. After falling victim recently to a so-called grandparent scam, a local senior went to Greater Sudbury Police Service, which joined the Quebec RCMP by stopping the transmission of a package. Inside the package was $10,000 in cash the senior had sent by Purolator to his would-be scammer. The man's name was not released by police. The man drove to Greater Sudbury Police Service headquarters in the middle of the night on Tuesday to report the incident, according to a media release issued by police. The man was unsure of how to enter the building, so phoned 911 to get an officer dispatched to assist him. An officer brought him into the front entrance and covered him up to keep him warm, while another officer brought him a cup of coffee. After hours, the front lobby is accessible by ringing the doorbell to the right of the main doors, and an emergency phone is mounted on the wall outside. During the interview, a few more officers arrived and all of them showed so much empathy and compassion by making sure that I was comfortable, the man said in a media release issued by city police, adding that they helped raise my internal shivering temperature along with my spirit. Read the full story here. Celebrated football coach, educator Chris Bartolucci dies at 68. Well-respected educator and football coach Chris Bartolucci died as a result of cancer on June 4th. Leaving behind a legion of people he positively impacted. In a Facebook post published earlier today, the Sudbury Spartans Football Club offered their remembrance of Bartolucci, crediting him as the most successful high school football coach in Sudbury's history. During his 30 years of coaching football, he led his teams to 12 senior titles and 3 junior titles. He was a man who demanded his students and athletes carry themselves through life following the St. Charles College pillars of goodness, discipline and knowledge, they wrote. He expected no less. Decades-long friend and colleague Rob Zanatta has a unique perspective on Bartolucci, having known him as a student, colleague and friend. Zanatta first met Bartolucci in 1983, when Bartolucci was his grade 9 teacher at St. Charles College. He spoke from the heart to everybody, he spoke the truth, Zanatta said. He was beloved by everybody, students, players, on teams and staff as well. He just had a phenomenal personality. He was a true motivator as a coach and brought out the best in everybody, but he also treated everybody with such respect. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Three robberies not the charm for Sudbury woman. A Sudbury woman was arrested at the end of May accused of perpetrating three armed robberies over the past 6 months. The first robbery occurred at around 10:30 p.m. on January 20, when a person walked into a Douglas Street convenience store with her face covered, stealing cash and cigarettes. Less than a week later, police said the same woman entered the same convenience store on Douglas with her face covered and armed with a baton, this time stealing only cash. Then on March 25, just before 8:30 a.m., police said the same woman entered a convenience store on Air Street with her face covered. After pepper spraying the staff, she fled with cash from the register. On May 31, a 38-year-old Greater Sudbury woman was arrested on Whitaker Street by patrol officers and members of the emergency response unit. She is charged with three counts of robbery with a weapon, three counts of disguise with intent, and one count of administering a noxious thing. Sawed-off rifles seized during robbery investigation. Two men face various charges as the result of a May 23 convenience store robbery on Notre Dame Avenue. Just before 1:10 p.m. that day, police said a man entered the store with his face covered, selected various items, and attempted to leave without paying. When the man was confronted by staff, police said the man produced pepper spray and deployed it in the store, fleeing on foot while the staff suffered the effects, sustaining minor injuries. Investigation led to the arrest of a 23-year-old man. He faces 11 charges, including robbery with a weapon, disguise with intent, and administering a noxious thing. The investigation also led detectives to another man, and when a search warrant was executed as a second, separate location, another arrest was made and another sawed-off rifle was seized. A 53-year-old man faces 7 charges, including possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose and unauthorized possession of a firearm. Rainy, cloudy day in store. Expect a high of 19 today under cloudy skies. Showers will end in the morning and the skies will stay cloudy, with a 30% chance of showers for the rest of the day. The UV index today is 3, or moderate. Tonight, the temperature will dip to 11 and the skies will stay partially cloudy.